The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bench his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up
or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah, it's that time for again. It's the Planet Gridiron Show with your host, Damian Henderson.
Oh, you can't forget about the awesome co-host and celebrity auctioneer, Roland Hill. How you doing, Roland?
I'm doing good, Damian. We got a big show today, so
yeah, we got to jump into it. We got a special guest here today. We got Ira Hill. Ira, say what's up. That's all you'll hear from him, Ira, today. But thanks for coming. We got a great show. We got offensive lineman from the Arizona Cardinals, Jeremy Bridges, and we also have Obafemi, Super Bowl champion Obafemi Iambadejo from the UFL California. What's the team's name, Ira?
Redwoods.
There we go, Redwoods. And Femi's talk about longevity in the league, success, Super Bowls, you know, all the above, family. So, Ro, I had a lot of excitement this morning. I woke up to talks of the 2016 Olympics being in Chicago, man. And then that was...
I don't know who in their right mind would want to do something like that. That's the last thing Chicago needs.
I think
that's
that
the last thing we need as a country.
Well, why do you say that? It's beautiful. You know, I mean, the Olympics have been in Atlanta.
First off, we need to get out of this economic funk that we're in. You know... Just to bid on getting the Olympics in your country or in your state or in your city, it's $48 million.
Okay,
we got problems. We got to create jobs. We got to save houses. We need troops in Afghanistan. And now, there's a party. Here, let me write a check for $50 million.
But you don't think the government would have anything to do? For the Olympics, mind you, is government contracted. So, in turn, those jobs are generated for people that aren't necessarily working right now.
Where does the $50 million come from to bid on it?
Mayor Daley. Obama's from there.
Obama.
They'll get it from Obama. Yeah, Obama.
The government pays $50 million for a party.
For all that party contribution he got when he got elected, it better come back to home. It better come back home.
Well, he was trying to do it. Now, you know what? I think that there are other things that could be taken care of with $50 million, and I think there are other things that are more pressing right now than the Olympics, although we do need that kind of party atmosphere in the country again to kind of get us back together, but we need to worry about Afghanistan. We're going to send troops. We're going to pull them out. What are we going to do there, you know?
I mean, that's going on around the world, although that we're directly affected with Afghanistan, also our other countries.
And a shout-out to our troops.
Yeah, we love them.
And all the fellas listening over there.
We may not agree with the war, but we support them, definitely.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think that's what, with a lot of people, they get, you know, you get a lot of culture clash. You know, people talking in terms of, you know, I don't believe in the war. But one thing that the underlying theme is that our brothers and sisters are out there fighting.
Right. And we're not political. We're not taking sides.
We're not at all.
All we're doing is just, you know, should the Olympics be in Chicago? That's a $50 million check. And Obama and Oprah and Michelle and everybody else over there.
And that was another thing that they were talking about a lot today, that you heard that Michael Jordan really, I mean, there's 20,000 people out there in Chicago, you know, with hopes of that they would get a nomination, that they would say in it, you know, to second round of the bid process.
First round, they were out. First round.
First round, that was bad.
I bet you he felt bad on Air Force One.
That was bad. And first round of the bid process, they got knocked out. And Michael Jordan took a lot of backlash because he wasn't visible in any of the nominations or nominating.
Yeah, that's not his responsibility. Not his responsibility. Even Japan beat us. Japan made it further than we did.
But at the same time, Michael Jordan, when he wants to sell Jordans or he wants to be seen, he'll be there. He'll be in Chicago.
Well, good for him. That's his job. Take care of me.
But you don't think people are going to go to Michael Jordan's restaurant if they come to Chicago? I think that they will. You don't think they're going to go to Nike Town and want to buy some Jordans?
People are going to Michael Jordan's restaurant right now.
Yeah, you're right. But everyone would benefit from that. Everyone, I mean, just from my Facebook, Damon Anderson at Facebook, / one of them two.
Yeah, send your emails. Send your emails.
Send your emails. Damon Anderson, 2022 at gmail.com. Roland, your email?
Roland.Hill at gmail.com.
There we go. And send your questions, you know, ideas for the show, everything. But back to the topic of the Olympics in Chicago, I just think that it would have brought an influx of revenue to the city, you know, tourism, et cetera. And I got a lot of just, like I said, backlash from that statement, because a lot of people said gentrification. They automatically thought that they would rip up, you know, the south side of Chicago, move all those people out like they did for the Robert Taylor homes next to Comiskey Park, and build, you know, facilities to equipped all the mass of people.
Yeah, be that what it may. I mean, if they were to do that, there's still an exposure. There's still expenses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You still got security and this, that, and the other. And does the economic gain, does it outweigh, you know, what it's going to cost? I mean,
right.
You know, it's six of one, half dozen of another. It's about like the subject we were on last week about, you know, NFL players, you know.
Right.
A lot of expenses, you know. So, you know. I not now. I don't think we're ready for it right now. Maybe in a few years we'll be ready for another one here in the U.S.
Bro, it's 2009, though, brother.
I understand.
2016 is 8 years. I mean, it's 7 years away.
Right.
So that's time. By 7 years, I would think that we would be. I would hope that we would be on our past this recession. You know what I mean?
Oh, certainly we should be past the recession, but we'll be better equipped to fund.
Okay.
Whatever we need to fund at that time. Right now, I mean, I think we would be digging the hole deeper.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, when you look at things, it's like that that instinct buy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like
a buy on
emotion. You know, oh, that would be great.
Yep.
But then when you think about it, you're like, shit.
I passed by Starbucks, buddy.
I got bills.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ira got to eat today.
Exactly.
Ira need a new instrument. You know what I mean?
You know, it's not only bills, it's saving, you know? And that's something, you know, as me being an African-American growing up,
mm-hmm.
we were never taught to save.
So you're not an African-American now?
No, I said
you said growing up.
Being an African American. So no, I'm still an African American.
Okay, just making
okay.
sure.
I'm
just
still African American. Sure. I ain't rich yet. No, but you know, I mean, our parents, my parents didn't teach us to save because they didn't have anything to save.
Right.
You know? Everything they got, they had to spend. So I think just save. Save the money.
No impulse.
You know, let's just.
Understand.
Get ourselves together.
And we have to build ourselves to that nation that everyone respects as well, too. And all those things play that role. You know what I mean? It's not really about what other people think, but I think internally we need to develop those things.
Can you imagine the nightmare? Having the Olympics here, the nightmare with security? I mean, they closed the border to Mexico. Can you imagine all these countries coming here?
But, Ro, it was here in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Not too long ago.
That's before they knocked them buildings down. That was before they knocked the buildings down. I mean, it's serious. We got some serious security issues here.
But a lot of things have happened. I mean, Ro, you have to look at the World Series happens all the time. You know what I mean?
That's us. That's us. We're having
the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, that's us. And we, you know, we have our games here, and we have very few people flying in for that. But you got every country coming in from all over the world.
Right.
From all over the world, Craig. The world, Craig.
The world, Craig. Shout out to Friday.
But you got all these people coming over, not only the athletes, but the trainers and the handlers and this, that, and the other with luggage.
Right.
And, man, we ain't got enough dogs to sniff all the luggage.
Okay, but that being said, I mean, when you do that, you have a certain way where people from out of the country, that's where they land and that's where they come in at, period. You come to this one, central location airport. If you can't make that, you can't come. I mean, all that stuff can be delegated and can be handled. I'm definitely comfortable with that being done. My problem is, I mean, you've done it at other countries. I mean, we just had the Summer Olympics in Beijing, and it went off without a hitch. I mean, they talked about the smog and all these problems, and
nobody mad at them.
No, but yeah, I mean, there's problem. We don't see that. You know what I'm saying, Ro? We don't see what's happening all across the country, and we only see what they allow us to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So
my
thing is, I mean, you can't hide. You know what I'm saying? I think that you should sport is something to be celebrated and, you know, in a family environment and something to be, you know, why not at home? I think that it was a great experience in Atlanta, and I had ability to go down there when I was training, you know, before I went to the NFL. My wife and I went down there and some of our friends, and we saw what they had built, you know, I guess the Olympic Town or whatever they called the village.
Yeah,
Olympic Village.
Uh-huh.
And it was amazing. You know what I'm saying? Just to see how they had built up the city and the surrounding area. I mean, it was great.
I saw them when they were in L.A. What was that, back in 84?
I was
in L.A. when they had the Olympics there at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great experience, and I think everyone should have the opportunity to experience it, even if you don't go to an event, but just see the excitement in your city, in your town, or even in your country.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think we're ready for it yet. I don't think the U.S. is ready. The temperature around the world doesn't tell us that it's time to let our guard down and let people in, or let people in and, you know, face the risk of having something done. Like you say, we really need to build up our name around the country. Mm-hmm. We need to restore our reputation, and we need to become friends with some of these people that were our friends. Now they're not our friends, and they're mad at us. You know, Iran's a perfect example of that. You know, so I think that we need to get all this stuff laid away and fixed. And like Obama says, I'm behind him 100%. You know, he had that. He walked into this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand that, but my whole thing, like, and I go back to the emotional aspect. If I had a young son like Ira that in 2016, he may be running in the Olympics, or he may be doing something in the Olympics. That would be a great opportunity to have it at home. I mean, it's in the past now, so it's not going to happen. But right. I think that would be a great opportunity.
It's going to Rio.
You know, I ran. Well, is that where it is?
It's going to Rio. Isn't that right, Ira? Rio?
Well, yeah. That's an even better place. And I mean, I'm just talking about the weather. But Rio de Janeiro? Come on, Brazil. I mean, after the break, we got Jeremy Bridges. Oba Femi, I'm Adejo. Right back, Planet Gridiron, Damian Anderson, Roland Hill.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the ride. Before Cam got the shit to pop. The doors.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Once upon a time, there lived three energy hogs. Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy. One day, the three energy hogs set out to find themselves a cottage.
Let's look for leaky windows,
said the first energy hog, for he knew that would waste energy.
Let's look for leaky doors,
said the second.
Let's look for a swing set,
said the third, for he had more blubber than brains. So they set off down the road. Presently, they came upon a tiny cottage where dwelt a clever girl named Dreadylocks.
I hope it has leaky windows,
cried the first energy hog.
I hope it has leaky doors,
cried the second.
I hope it has a bathroom,
cried the third, for only his brains were smaller than his bladder. But Dreadylocks liked playing cool games at energyhog.org. And from energyhog.org, she learned how to use energy wisely. So the three energy hogs were forced to look elsewhere to waste energy and had to use the disgusting restroom at the gas station down the road. And the moral of the story is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org or waste not, hog not.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back with Planet Gridiron and your host, Damian Anderson.
And if you missed it, we've been talking about the Olympics, 2016 Olympics. And all I'm going to say is in the words of Jim Mora, Brazil? Brazil?
Yeah, that, Brazil. Rio de Janeiro.
That's where the Olympics are going.
Right. And they said that it was their presentation was way better than anyone else's.
Really?
Yeah.
They're one of the most poverty countries in the poverty-stricken countries.
It's Brazil, baby. It's Brazil in the summertime.
Yeah, Ro, but I mean, all the things that you talked about, I mean, they're just financial. They're not financially as equipped as Chicago, as the United States are to have the Olympics there.
Hey, I'm not the IOC.
And obviously, they've done it before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing.
You know, I don't know if the trip from Obama and Michelle and all those guys hurt their decision making.
Right. And I mean, and we have another expert opinion. We have Obademi Ayambadejo on the show today, and he's from Chicago, so we can get his point of view on it.
Hey, let's just call him Femi. That's what he told me. I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Call me Femi."
All right, cool. I like that better too. I'm up here. I got Gary again. I done messed his name up. Called him Shaka Zulu.
Called him everything.
Yeah, everything but Oba Femi. But yeah, bro. So you know how we do. We got the picks coming up this week. We battle.
Doing college first.
Yes, sir. All right. And I beat you last week too in the NFL. I only missed two last week. I sound professional shuffling up my papers. shuffling up my papers over here.
Yeah, I got a laptop. Yeah. I'm more organized than that.
But I'm going to take Brigham Young over Utah State. I'm going to take LSU over Georgia, Alabama over Kentucky, Boise State over UC Davis, Virginia Tech over Duke. It's kind of no-brainer, people. We got USC over Cal. Oh, sorry, USC at Cal. What do you think?
USC at Cal. I'll take USC.
I'm going to go Cal.
Are you?
Yes, okay. Yes, I'm taking Cal.
All right.
Duly noted, fellas.
USC. SC, baby. SC. Cal.
Oklahoma, Miami. At Miami.
Miami of Ohio or Miami de
Florida? You do need to know that, right? Miami, Florida.
Miami.
Me too.
At the U?
Yep, at the U.
The U.
And they got to respond, too, because after taking that L last week. Mississippi over Vanderbilt, Ohio State over Indiana, Cincinnati over Miami of Ohio, TCU over Southern Methodist.
You know, that's where Walter Alston went to school. You know who Walter Alston is?
I don't.
Walter Alston used to be the manager for the Dodgers.
History lesson at Planet Gridiron.
Exactly. You know these things when you're old.
We got...
I lived through it. Yeah.
And history lesson with Roland Hill on Planet Gridiron. We got Iowa over Arkansas State, Penn State over Illinois, Michigan. I think that they're going to tear up Michigan State. My cousin, shout out to him, Andre Anderson, needs to get more playing time. It's just my opinion. We got Washington State at Oregon.
Metal.
Might take Oregon. Georgia Tech over Mississippi State. And now to NFL.
All right.
Roland actually knows a little bit about the NFL. That's why you don't hear him talk much during college.
Yeah, I use that as my prep time.
So we got Detroit at Chicago Bears.
Are we going into next week, or are we going from?
Yeah, we're going into the
Chicago. All right, Detroit, Chicago Bears. What do you think?
I'm gonna take
the Bears. You bet. Chicago.
The Bears. Yep, I'm going to take the Bears. We got New York Giants at Kansas City Chiefs.
Giants,
I'd say by at least 10.
What do you think of that kid, man? Oh, I'm on the wrong team. Never mind. Go ahead.
You talking about Sanchez?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders, Houston Texans.
Oakland.
Really? Yeah. At the Texans? I'm going with the Texans.
I got to stay with Oakland, man.
Why?
California team.
Why?
Al Davis.
Why?
Otis Sistrunk.
Just win, baby.
They need to apply that. Fred Biletnikoff.
History lessons on Planet Gridiron with Roland Hill. Okay, we got Baltimore Ravens, New England Patriots. Ooh, it's going to be a game right here.
I'm going to take Baltimore.
I agree with that. I'm going to take Baltimore as well. Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati Bengals, that's who I'm taking. They've been on fire right now. They just beat Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay, I'll take Cincy. Thanks, Ira.
Seattle Seahawks, Indianapolis Colts.
Indy.
Yep, got to go with Indy. Tampa Bay, Washington Redskins. I'm going to go with Washington. Jim Zorn has to win. They just lost to Detroit.
Yeah, they'll have their daubers down, man. They'll be in bed. They're all depressed.
Nah, they know that they got to win. I'm taking Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to take Washington too.
Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville. I don't know what's wrong with the Titans.
They can't start 0-4, man. Tennessee Titans.
You playing the odds.
Yeah, I got you. St. Louis Rams, San Fran. San Fran's beasting right now.
San Fran,
yeah,
you got it.
Singletary's doing a great job with those guys. Dallas Cowboys, Denver Broncos.
Broncos
are 3-0.
Cowboys.
Broncos. New York Jets. Now we can talk about your buddy.
Wait. Well, no. Let's back up to Denver.
Please.
Back up to Denver.
Okay.
What are they doing? How does Denver come out and have a record the way they have when their camp and preseason was a total grease fire?
They have a great schedule at the beginning of the season. I mean, but they played – well, I take that back because they played a good team at the beginning of the year, Cincinnati, and they played them tough. You know what I mean? They won at that last minute, and they – you know, Cincinnati went to Green Bay and beat them, and they beat Pittsburgh. So you got to give them credibility. You know what I mean? And I
– yeah, but they're
doing well. I mean,
still a circus.
But they're winning. And you can't take away
true.
Wins. I
that's
mean, they're 3-0.
That's true.
But so they're doing something right.
I guess so. All right, let's talk about Sanchez.
Mark's he's a beast, man.
He's killing it, ain't he?
Yeah,
he's killing it.
You know what he does? He came into a right system. It's very similar to Baltimore last year. Great defense, good coach, knows what he's doing. He doesn't have to throw the ball 300 times a game, but they will allow him to. You know, they have a lot of confidence in him. And the kid has, you know, I always talk about swag, and that dog, he has it, man. He loves to play football, and you can just tell that he's very comfortable in his own skin and knows that
exactly.
He can play the game.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Good upbringing.
That being good said,
okay,
they're going to lose this week against
who are they playing?
New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees is
– No, I'm taking
them. Big Ten. You take the Jets?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, good
taking
deal.
Taking the Jets. Taking the
Buffalo
Jets.
Bills at Miami.
I got to go with Miami, my team,
Yeah, I agree. They can go 0-3.
Yep, Larry Zonka, Bob Greasy.
We got San Diego Chargers at Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, hold on, let me go back to that moment in history with
Paul Warfield.
Moment in history with Roland Hill. We can't mistake that. We can't go over that. We got San Diego Chargers, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Okay, I can't really disagree with you. Green Bay Packers, Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, this is the game. This is probably the game of the year, huh?
Right now.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota wins handedly.
I think so also.
You know what I mean?
I think so. They got
defense,
so many weapons.
Exactly.
They got it all. So let's put down here. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
And our hometown team, the Cardinals.
Taking a break.
They got a bye this week, and they come back.
In the Bahamas.
Against who, Ira?
The Texans.
And how do you feel about that game?
I think they're going to win. The Cardinals are going to come back strong.
Yeah,
they're
it's a
come
home
back
game.
Strong.
And I think Coach Wisenhunt is going to – everybody's evaluating themselves, and I think they come back.
I got
back.
A question for you.
Yes, sir.
What do you guys do? What do you do on the bye week? You go home, you just stick around town, or what are you allowed to do? Do you practice?
No, I mean, you pretty much got 3 or 4 days where you can just do what you want. And
oh,
some
just
guy,
three?
You know, yeah, I mean, yeah, because, I mean, you get right back at it. No, I say.
What's the schedule like from Sunday?
Last Sunday, you got to come in on Monday. You got Tuesday off, so you got practice Tuesday. They had practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay.
And they had Friday off, Saturday off, Sunday off. They'll probably come in on Monday and have Tuesday
off. Oh, okay,
off.
Just a few games.
Yeah, just a few days, yeah. And then some guys just go to Vegas. You know, guys with families usually fly home. And some guys stay around town. You know, it's just kind of, you know, mixed back. You know,
I thought maybe they got the whole week off. I remember one year, I think Antrell went back to Miami.
Opa-laka. Yeah,
Opa-laka. No, actually, he's from Homestead, isn't he? He's from Homestead.
Yeah, you know. Shout out to Q, my boy. But
he's from Pokey or something like that. Pokey, Okapoke.
Yeah, he is. That's what I'm saying. I couldn't pronounce it. One of them Oba Femis. He's from Femi, Florida. He's from Femi. But speaking of the Cardinals, we got my boy Jeremy Bridges on interview. So we're gonna go to that right now.
Jeremy, what do you attribute your success to?
Oh man, I don't know. I had to do a lot of growing up in the NFL. My early years, you know what I'm saying? I was a wild boy. Didn't really grasp the concept of being a pro, you know. But, all I can say mostly is just the Lord, you know what I'm saying, because he kept me in it. There's a lot of times I wanted to quit. Didn't know where I was going to be employed next. And, you know, it's been good. I just started my share of games long I've been in the league, you know what I'm saying. Never had really a starting position. And, you know, it's just been good. I'm blessed to be back here in Arizona. Got a pretty good situation going on, and hopefully I can build on it. You know, it's still that childhood love for the game, you know what I'm saying? That's really what drives me, you know. Me and my wife were talking last night, and it's kind of amazing how my son, you know, all he knows is that he's going to play NFL football. You know, and that's, you know, it's funny because I didn't have that drive when I was his age, 10 years old. I didn't know what I was going to do at 10 years old. I was a dreamer, you know. I just wanted to play football in the yard, play baseball, whatever sport was going on, I was with it. But, you know, I developed a love for it probably like, I probably say about my sophomore year of high school, I just kind of quit everything else. It was like, I'm going to focus on football. And from there, you know, that love I have for it, man, just keeps me going. So, like I said, if anything, it's just that childish boyhood love for the game, you know.
After the break, we're going to go back to the Jeremy Bridges Part 2 interview, talk about success. And we got Oba Femi. I'm Adesio.
Don't forget, next week we got Michael Westbrook here in the studio.
And
we have Tim Hightower interview.
That's right. Back after this, Planet Gridiron.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got the shit to pop, the doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Hey, kid. Over here, inside your radio. Name's Ralph. I'm an energy hog. Hey, if you're going to waste energy in your home, I'm going to pig out on it. Anyway, I got a deal for you. There's this new website called energyhog.org. Forget about it. It teaches kids how to get rid of us energy hogs. So you promise not to log on to energyhog.org, and I promise not to eat your radio. Deal?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to three lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
the shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
We're back and we have the part two of that Jeremy Bridges interview as we hear Jeremy talking about success.
Stay in the weight room, always be coachable, and keep your feet quick.
What drives you to be the best?
It's my children, man, because setting a good example for my boys. I got older boys, you know what I'm saying? So setting a good example for them to see their dad doing it and being the best and working to be the best. You know, they know daddy going to work because I tell them, what are you doing, dad? Going to work. You know, what you doing work today, dad? Well, practice, worked out, watched film. You know, they always see me eat right, you know what I'm saying? Really kind of left the booze alone, you know, so my children, they very seldom see me drink. Just any, like a lot of the bad habits and out being late out at night, all that. They don't see me doing that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, like I said, I'm matured at being a pro, you know, coming to work fully focused, fully rested, you know, and being at work and doing my work. And when I leave work, getting away from work, you know, and so, it's very important, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of guys, they leave work still stressing about what happened at work. And I leave work and I go home to my family, you know, and work comes about the next day and then I'm back at work, you know, so that's a big part of it.
And focusing on your game, you said there was a bit maturing, you know, on your behalf. How did that help your game?
It's just perfecting your craft. It's just like you're perfecting yourself, you know, you're perfecting life, you know what I'm saying? I'm a very strong believer in Christ, you know what I'm saying? And all he wants us to be in life is better. Always better, and always believing in him and always getting better through him. So it's the same thing in my job, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking to get better some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be, like I said, film study, I keep my body in a certain shape, you know, and that people don't understand. Like I said, you stay in the weight room, it prevents injuries, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just, I'm an old man. I'm not even an old man. I'm 29 years old, you know, I'll be 30 this summer. But 7 years in the NFL, you know, you develop an old man's body. You know, I still blessed to have a young man's body. I've never had surgery, thank the Lord. And, you know, just want to keep pushing. You know, I see myself, you know, doing this 14, 15 years. And, you know, the Lord said the same. That's what I'm going to do, you know.
Jeremy Bridges, Mr. Wisdom. Appreciate it, buddy.
Speaking of doing this for a lot of years, we got on the line UFL running back of the California
Redwoods.
Oba Femi. I am Adejo Femi. Welcome to Planet Gridiron, bud.
What's up, Damien? How you doing, man?
So, Fem, how are you enjoying this UFL experience?
Well, I think anytime you start, you know, something from the ground up, it's a little bit different process than when you have 40 or 50 guys that already kind of know how to do everything. You know, basically installed the whole defense, installed the whole offense, installed the whole special team scheme that everybody pretty much had to learn. So it's a little bit more of a learning process, and you can't go out there and just start smashing heads right away. You got to, you know, give guys some idea what they're supposed to be doing before you start, you know, contact, which is basically the, you know, the fundamental aspect of football. So it's a little bit different than going out there in college or the NFL.
What do you think? We can hardly hear you on this end here. This is Roland, Planet Gridiron. We can hardly hear you. I heard something about young and learning experience, I think. Being in the league, in this league, being a new league, do you feel that you bring something to the league that can help the league move forward, as in the experience in actual playing and then bringing along some of the younger players?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think one of the reasons why Coach Green has, you know, brought me in here was because I know his process and his method. You know what I mean? I've been in it twice when I was in Minnesota and being in Arizona with him too. There's a number of guys that are here though that have been in the NFL at, you know, to some level, whether it's been 1 or 2 or 3 years, or if it's been through a camp. A lot of the guys on the team have been affiliated in some way, so they understand the business side of it.
We're gonna come back to that, Oba Femi. I think we lost him on the line. But, Femi, I played with Femi before. Dude was always in incredible shape. I mean, that was one thing. That's why he's able to play at 35 years old, 36. I mean, he's probably in better shape than half of the guys out there.
And a good guy, you know, really good guy. Very well spoken.
Yeah, I hope we could get him back on the line soon. Yeah. But, his brother, Brendan, is an all-pro special teamer, and that's hard to do. I mean, because there's so many guys out there playing special team, and Brendan's at the Baltimore Ravens and doing his thing and got a lot of notoriety, you know, when the Bears made it to the Super Bowl. And, I mean, he was a valuable commodity on that team and one of the reasons why that they made it there.
Coming up next week, we've got Tim Howard Hightower interview. And in studio, we've got Michael Westbrook. He's going to be talking about some things he's doing here in Arizona out in Gilbert. He's got something going on out there. What's he got going on, Damian?
He's got a dojo that he's starting. It's called Michael Westbrook Jiu-Jitsu in Gilbert, Arizona. So, I mean, he's going to be in
what
there.
What is Kadojo?
Kadoja?
What is
it's a new
oh, it's new, that's why.
Yeah,
I
it's new. Yeah, okay. it's they're just starting it, it was started by myself and Michael.
You started it?
Kadojo, yeah. Now you work out in a dojo, but I started Kadojo, and it's a form of karate and jiu-jitsu.
You do karate?
I watch it.
You
yeah, I was a huge Bruce Lee fan. I had them house slippers on all the time. You know what I'm saying? I made it work with them all the time back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And them baggy pants, I had some Zubas and some house slippers on.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, man.
Well, that's cool. What do you got coming up with Tim Hightower next week? What's he talking about?
No, we talk with Tim about, you know, his success battling against Edrin, battling against Beanie, and, you know, how he's able to maintain it, you know what I'm saying, and how he's, you know, touchdown Tim, 10 touchdowns his first year, and how he's able to continue that success and, you know, to do that continually.
Cool, cool. I look forward to hearing that. You know, I want to go back to the interview you had here that we just played for you, and the gentleman said something about being a pro. And when he says being a pro, you know, you guys, well, we're all pros at what we do. I mean, if we work in Circle K, we're a pro cashier. But, you know, you got, if you're going to be a pro on the field and you got family, you got to be a pro in your home, in your house, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think the one thing, I mean, everything trickles downhill. As you are a professional, I receive you how you delegate yourself in everyday business, you know what I'm saying, how you treat others. And I try and do that same way with my son, Drake. You know what I mean? I try to treat everyone with respect, and no matter what type of society role that I have, you know, professional football player, you know, over here at Planet Gridiron, you know, radio or planetgridiron.com. And, you know, I just try and always handle myself in a respectful manner and give everyone that type of respect. So I would get the same in return.
And lead by example. You know, exactly. I give you an example this morning. You know, I said, all right, we're going to the radio show. Get some notes. Look up, do your research and do some notes. Try to keep it all in his head. He wouldn't write notes until he saw me writing notes.
No,
you know,
you're absolutely
right. It's example. Yeah. So you got to be a pro at home as well as on the field or at whatever you do. You got to be a pro.
Yeah, and I think that starts at home. You know what I mean? And that, like I said, everything. I mean, you never know who you may meet. You may meet a billion-dollar benefactor, like we always talk about with your foundations. You know what I'm saying? And stuff that we got going on. And we got an awesome event going on tomorrow. And you want to talk about
that? We got Child Help coming up tomorrow. We've got the big gala, City Slicker Ball. We've got, hey, check this out. We've got boots that are signed, cowboy boots that are signed by. I want to say Sigourney Weaver. Jane Seymour, Billy Crystal, a guy from Magnum PI, and John Stamos. We've got boots that are signed by them that will be in the live auction tomorrow night, as well as quite a few trips all over the world from Puerto Rico, New York, Hawaii, trips that will be in the auction. But it's for good cause. Child Help, as you know, most of you know, it's for it helped for abused children all around the world. And the girls, the two ladies that started this back in 1959, were in Japan when they started this, and after the tsunami, and there were kids living in the alleys. And check this out, they couldn't take these kids. There were about 10 kids in Japan living in this alley that they couldn't take to the orphanages because no one wanted them. No orphanages would take them because they were AmerAsian.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's AmerAsian?
They were American Asian, you know. During the war, you know, a lot of Americans were over there, and a lot of kids were born, you know. Mm-hmm. And so they were just kind of shut out, kind of like what they're going through now in Korea, you know, with a lot of those kids. And, well, they're probably adults now.
No, so this City Slickers Ball. How tight do the jeans have to be, and do you have to wear boots?
Well, you know what? It's cowboy or cocktail attire. So you can dress like a cowboy, or you can wear a suit, whatever you want. You got jeans? You coming in jeans and boots?
I was gonna go buy a new pair of Wranglers. My dad grew up wearing cowboy boots, so yeah, I have a pair.
He bring a pair out to you?
No, I grew up wearing cowboy boots.
Oh,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah,
did you?
So I have my
so
own
did
pair.
I. So yeah, did, yeah. So, what'd you wear? Ropers? Justin Ropers?
Nope. Give me another name.
I don't know. Tony Lamas?
Tony Lamas. That's exactly it. Okay. Black on black.
What you got there? Ostrich or snake?
Ostrich.
Oh,
yeah?
Ostrich,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
man.
Cool.
So, I mean, my pops trained me right. You know what I mean?
Oh,
take care of me. Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night and seeing everyone that's going to be there at the Point Hilton Tapatio for Child Help Phoenix City Slickers Ball.
Yeah, no, that's going to be great. I mean, shout out. Last time I was there, we were there for Athletes in Ministry. Larry Karachek.
Yeah,
shout out to Larry.
Athletes International.
Yeah, and I'll see Larry tomorrow giving away Planet Gridiron shirts at Larry's the benefit. So tomorrow after this break, we're going to come back, Planet Gridiron Radio. I'm going to touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got the shit to pop.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works. Starting bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
tough
the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back with Planet Gridiron with your host, Damian Anderson.
And yeah, we if you guys have been listening, we missed out. We had a bit of a technical difficulty, and we had Obafemi Amadejo running back for the California
Redwoods.
And we had to lose him on the line, but he's such a stand-up guy. He's going to be in show with us next week.
He'll be here in the studio next week,
along with
Michael Westbrook.
And we have what interview?
We've got the interview with Tim Hightower. Tim Hightower coming up.
Bro, we need to go and check out that UFL facility they have built in Casa Grande. Man, they have like a $20 million facility.
I had no idea.
Yeah, where the Redwoods and the Locos, I believe the Las Vegas Locos.
Vegas.
Are practicing there. And I think Denny Green's coaching the Redwoods and Fossil is coaching.
He got a gig.
They are who we thought they were.
And we let them off the hook.
And we let them off the hook. Yeah, they're out there, and as well as the Locos, the Las Vegas team.
What's their schedule like? And
I know that they have like 6 games. It's like very quick. You know, it's kind of like a teaser. You know,
okay.
I mean?
When are they going to play again? When are they?
I think they have a game. I think they have a game like next Thursday.
They're playing through NFL season.
Yeah, I mean they have games, but they're during the week, and I think it's like HD one of the channels. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
But, yeah.
Is it inside? Is it a?
No, they're playing like at UNLV. I know that the Vegas team plays. I would assume that it's the. Not really sure, but I know that they play.
We're going to have to research that.
They play
have
the
you research it, Ira? You know where they play?
The Redwoods?
Yeah, we need to go out and we need to check it out.
Yeah, but it's in Vegas, bro.
The whole thing, everything's played in Vegas.
No, but their home game is in Vegas.
The Locos.
Yeah, the Locos' home game is in Vegas. There's a Florida team, their home game. None of the, they just practice in Arizona.
Okay.
But all their home facilities where they play their games at, like the California, they play at Candlestick. In San Francisco.
Really?
Yeah, and the Vegas team plays in Vegas, and the Florida
they
team plays
They must have
in Florida.
Some big money behind it. Yeah, they're getting Candlestick.
Yeah, well, I believe that Google's backing it. So
really?
So you know that they're
well,
talking
Well, Candlestick's not Candlestick anymore. What is it? Candlestick is it, it's not Bank One. It's
Chase?
Safeco? No, that's in San Diego. Anyway, It's not Candlestick, yeah. But that's interesting. I had no idea that.
They have a lot, you know, some top name coaches and some great talent there. So I mean, like I was affiliated with Ampley, the running backs coach for the the Las Vegas Locos pretty well, and I know they got Marcel Shipp, who used to play for the Arizona Cardinals. Adam Bergen used to play for the Arizona Cardinals, as well as Josh Scobie, who's played for the Seattle Seahawks and Buffalo Bills, and got you know,
so. In this league is called. It's not the USFL.
UFL, United Football League.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Huh. So I mean, I'm excited. They have a lot of talent. You know.
Yeah.
The Vegas team has J.P. Lossman as their quarterback, so it'll be anxious to see. You know, their facilities, how things are going. I read a blog the other day, everything that they said about it looks good. You know, they said, you know, it's not a XFL. You know, it's not a fun league. It's real talent, real coaches. Everything's kind of structured like NFL practices. And, you know, it just doesn't have that money feel, you know, in terms of the talent is there.
But
it's like a.
But it will.
Yeah, you know, given time. You know, patience is key.
Look how the NFL started.
Yeah, patience is key.
You got it. What about these Diamondbacks?
What are you gonna do after Gracie left, man? I didn't pay too much attention.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
they got 2-3 games left for the season.
After Gracie left, I didn't pay too much attention, man.
Yeah.
But I need.
Hey, you know what I heard yesterday? I don't mean to cut you off, but I will.
No, please.
But you know what I heard yesterday was
etiquette with Roland Hill. Yeah,
exactly. There was a catcher standing on second base yesterday in a game, and some of you know what I'm talking about. Catcher standing on second base, and he was stealing signs from the catcher, from the pitcher.
Giving them to the batter.
Giving them to the batter. And the batter was so smart that he would step out of the box to take another look at the catcher, the runner that was on second base.
Right.
How smart is that, huh? They got caught. I don't know if the league will do anything to him, but
all I'm going to say, as one coach told me, and I mean, he's in a very prominent position in college football. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I just like it. It sounds funny. It's cool. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
You ain't trying hard enough. I always heard if you didn't get caught, you weren't trying hard enough.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's, you know, it's all fun, the game. You know what I'm saying? It's like Spygate with the New England Patriots, you know, when all that stuff went down with Bill Belichick. Who's to say who does it or not? You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's still football. It's still baseball. I mean, those balls are coming at 100 miles per hour. If you really
won the game. They won the game.
Who did? The team that were stealing signs?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it matters now. I guess it matters now. But, Ro, no, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about the Chandler Crushers taking our first L this week, man.
Oh, man, we missed that game.
Yeah, it was a good game to miss. First kickoff of the game, right? We're all pumped for it. First kickoff of the game, one of our best guys on the team gets the ball, fumbles it. We're 4th and 20. This guy makes one of the old Michael Vick, because I ain't seen him yet, you know, in the Eagles. The old Michael Vick on turf makes, you know, three of our best players. If you tell me this is going to happen 9 out of 10 times, I'm going to say we tackle him. Jukes one dude, stiff arm, goes 50 yards on a 4th and 20.
That's what y'all needed.
It was a great wake-up call. We turned the ball over 5 times. It was a great wake-up call for us to correct our problems, because I'd rather this happen now than happen in the playoffs.
You
know what I mean? And it's just hard. You know, our defensive coach called a good game, and we just thought too much about it and staying playing hard-nosed football. You know, I think it was because, you know, you and Ira weren't there working the chains. That kind of hurt things.
Yeah, you know, we work the chains. We give you first downs every once in a while.
But I appreciate
it. No, I'm kidding.
Cheat that chain up a little bit.
Never.
Cheat that chain up. But no, we're forgetting, man. PlanetGridiron.com is live right now, where it's the online community of coaches, players, and fans.
Send them emails in.
Yeah, send them emails and definitely get on the site. Let us know. We love your feedback. PlanetGridiron.com, where football lives. So, send your emails and request a T-shirt. We got them.
Well,
all day.
Drake, how many yards did Drake have this
man,
Saturday?
Drake probably had about 60, 70 yards. And tell you the truth, he ran hard like he always does.
Yeah.
But after I watched tape, he looked like Stevie Wonder a couple plays.
Really?
Yeah. Cause
now tell me, how many yards did he really have before the penalties brought back the yards?
This week, no penalties, because we didn't have the ball that much because we kept fumbling. And it wasn't him. We would just put some guys that we thought could make plays in positions to do so. And
he's letting everybody play. Them 8 plays plus.
Yeah, and that got us beat.
Yeah.
We play to win.
We play to win the game. Yeah, thanks to Roland again.
Playoffs? Playoffs?
Yeah, so, I mean, it was a good game. It was a great, you know, we played against a great team. You know, Harrison B. Miller, shouts to him. I've coached a little dude since he was 7 years old. And Keith Taylor, he has a very well-coached team over there.
Do you get to play him again? You get to see this team again?
We'll see him in the playoffs. Oh, you know what I mean? So that's a good
playoffs?
Thing. Playoffs. But no, yeah, man, I'm
excited.
You'll
be ready.
Yeah, we'll be ready.
What do you guys got going tomorrow? You got a game tomorrow?
We have a game tomorrow against the I don't even know the name, but it doesn't
matter. But you prep for them all week.
Yeah, yeah. Poston Butte Broncos. That's the name that they are, Poston Butte Broncos. And they haven't won a game yet.
Oh, so you guys took the week off.
No, I mean, we focus because I'm hungry. You know, as a coach, I want to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, but I'm excited that we got, you know, next week on Planet Gridiron Radio, we got Oba Femi in studio as well
Michael
as
Michael Westbrook and Tim Hightower.
Yeah,
but Tim Hightower will be the taped interview, and then Michael Westbrook will be here in the studio talking about Dojo.
And I want to thank Roland Hill, my celebrity auctioneer, as well as Ira Hill for coming in. Planet Gridiron Radio. See you next week. The doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the...